Father, we're so grateful that we can be here in the name of Jesus, and we want Him to have His way, not our way. And Lord, we're just looking to You tonight for a miracle, Lord, and You are a God of miracles, Lord. And thank You that these young people are gathered here in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just rejoice that we're expecting from You tonight, Lord. Just have Your way. We give You the praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I was thinking about this day is a very special day to me in a lot of ways. Today was Brother McLamb's birthday. And he was 83, so he would have been 87 today. And it's Ken Trujillo's birthday. And Jesse and Polly will appreciate this. Their dog, Belle, celebrated a birthday recently. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm getting old. The reason I'm standing down here today, my son, Aaron Zamora, noticed that this podium up here would not hold me very good. And Jesse was teasing me, and he said, well, that's what we would need. If I fell through that, a couple people would have got saved. A couple people would have got filled. No, I noticed my wife's face when I just said Aaron's my son, but he is my son in the faith, and more than that, I love him. And thank God I was able to pray with him to get filled with the Holy Spirit. But so just rejoice in the Lord, young people. Jesus is coming. Our pastor has been making mention about cookies from the shelf. And I don't know if Jesse ever got to hear, Brother Hill told me one time in his office that Brother Copley had another title, Cookies from the Lower Shelf. And those were for young people. So tonight, I would call this Cookies from the Lower Shelf from Brother Copley. That way, you know, when you get older, you don't want to eat cookies anyway. Or you'll end up looking like me. And this last year, I've been blessed to lose 50 pounds, and I would still probably fall through this tonight, but we're going to trust the Lord. So if the young people want to take your Bibles and go to the book of Acts, the theme this year seems to be the Holy Spirit, as it is most of the time. But the power of God, we don't want you to be afraid of the Holy Spirit. When I stood up here and saw these big, handsome guys, gosh, you guys should be up here. Praise the Lord. Good-looking bunch of guys. Okay, in Acts 19:1, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples. Now I want you to know disciples. That means they were Christians. One who followed Christ. In verse 2, and he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Not when you believed. Young people, I just want to share this. I'll throw this in for free. A lot of people today think that when you receive Christ, you get filled with the Holy Spirit. It's all one, but it's not. Now, we've been blessed to see people get saved and just a couple minutes later get filled with the Holy Spirit. But since they believed. And they said, we have not so much heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And I kind of like these people that answer this because I hear a lot of people on the radio trying to talk and say things. And you know they don't know what they're talking about, but they're going to make up a lie anyway. You know, so, oh yeah, I know all about that. No, they don't. They said, we don't know. We've never even heard of the Holy Spirit. And down in verse 6, and when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they all spake with tongues, and they prophesied. So that was the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit. So tonight I would ask, have you believed? In John chapter 3, Jesus told Nicodemus that you must be born again. If you're going to see the kingdom of heaven, you needed to be born again. In Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. What a wonderful thing. It's so easy to be saved. That's why it's hard. You might think that sounds funny, but so many men that I've, by God's grace over the years, had the blessingness to be able to lead them to the Lord, they'll say, what do I have to do? I said, just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, not believe in Him. A lot of people believe in Him. There was a man that got to lead to the Lord the other day, and I won't say how I led him to the Lord, but I told him he was almost ready to lose his life. Some of you I told the story to. And I told him, I said, man, I fell at work. And I said, since I fell, I said, you need to give your heart to Jesus Christ. And he did. So thank God for that. So I just want to say, if there's any young person here tonight or old person that's never, ever given your heart to Jesus, you'd be surprised how many people. We had a man in prison about 3 months ago who didn't. He sat on the front row. He clapped real loud. He sang for every song. But I knew he wasn't saved. You could just sense it. And Brother Copley had written a little poem called The Wonder. It was in The Grace and Glory. And I've preached on it several times. And it starts out, I love you when you ridicule the sting of my tears. I love you more than my very life. Well, I handed it out to each one of the inmates. And I started reading it to them. There was probably 50 of them in that room with me. And as we were reading it, I said, will you believe now? And he said, no, no, no. I won't believe now. And by the time we were done reading that poem called The Wonder, and if somebody wants it, I will get it for you. By the time I was done reading the poem, The Wonder, he was bawling, just weeping, tears running down his face. And he ran up and jumped right on top of my pulpit. And a dear, precious brother that was back behind him came up and held him, and we prayed for him, and he gave his heart to Jesus. He goes, I can't wait to receive this. Talk about a hard heart. That was a miracle to see his life change from glory to glory. Each step he took, when he got to that pulpit, he gave his heart to Christ. So if there's somebody here tonight, you don't have to be embarrassed. You can give your heart to Jesus. And I know a lot of pastors and ministers will have people raise their hands, and people are kind of shy, basically. But that's what I'm telling you right now. If you're here right now, I did a funeral for Gloria Rivera. Her brother went to be with the Lord a couple weeks ago, and I had worked with him and prayed with him when he received the Holy Spirit. And her family, she said, Kevin, I've been preaching to my family to get saved for years, and there's so many that aren't saved. She came up to me and she says, one of my brothers or one of my relatives prayed with you when you gave the altar call at the funeral, and he gave his heart to Christ. And see, God is a God of miracles. So if you're here tonight, accept Jesus. We hear sweet Pastor Jesse all the time telling us, just believe, accept Christ in your heart. Ask him to come in your heart and you'll be saved. What a wonderful thing that is. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So what happens when you're saved? You have to be saved to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We had a girl in our church years ago that stood up, and bless her heart, she didn't know what she was saying. She said that somebody had asked her if she was saved, and she said, no, but I know all about the bride of Christ. And I thought to myself, bless her heart, she was kind of mixed up. You see, when you know the Word of God, especially Paul's writings, you're not mixed up, you're straightened out for the first time. And that's what we want. We want to be straightened out through the Word of God. And the great battle that I've been in lately, some of the sisters in church have sent me scriptures every day. Lynn is one of them. You know, bless her heart, and Ray Rogers, they send me scriptures. And I'll tell you something, young people, the way you're going to have victory in every area of your life is to be filled with the Holy Spirit and take on the Word of God in your life. That's the only way you're going to overcome. I was walking, starting to go downstairs one night. I hadn't slept in about 13 days, just about 13 days. I got a little panicky. I thought, shame on myself. But you know what? God told me. He said, Kevin, is it any harder for me to keep you for 13 days or 13 months? And I stopped myself, and it was the Holy Spirit, young people, that told me it's all the same in God. God can keep you anywhere. He can keep you. So I'm trusting God. I'm not looking for more, but I've got on my plate right now, I'm being tested. And God is enjoying it, and I'm kind of enjoying it more now too, because I'm learning how to be weak, so weak I've never been so weak in my life. And I'm down to 307 pounds, young people. I'm getting to be a lightweight. So don't pick on me, okay? God bless you. What will you receive? Now, in John 14:17, it says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. See, the world has to be able to receive Jesus to be saved. They have to be. But only a Christian can receive the Holy Spirit. We had a man down at the gym a couple years ago, and Bobby Steiger was down there with me, and I was witnessing to this man that pulled up in his car, wanted to know what he was doing. And he told me, I'm into witchcraft now. And I said, well, are you a Christian? And that sounds really funny that I'd ask somebody who's a warlock, a male witch, if he's a Christian. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, I'm even filled with the Holy Spirit. I said, well, what are you doing caught up in this Mickey Mouse stuff? And I showed him some scriptures, and he realized that he was wrong. And I'll just tell you right now, young people, there's a lot of things out there that are after you. You know, and unfortunately, I get to see most of the bad choices that are made. And there was a man who went home to be with the Lord this last, about 3 weeks ago. He was the world heavyweight champion wrestler. Some of you might remember his name, Big Van Vader. And I used to wrestle with him. He broke my rib the first day of wrestling camp. Bless his heart. I didn't like it very much, so I picked him and threw him and did a pile driver on top of his head. And he came to my room that night, and Greg Boyd and I and him had a prayer meeting. This man ended up loving Jesus, and he's in glory today. See, I'll just tell you something. God can reach out and touch. His arm is not short. His ear is not heavy that he cannot hear. But young people, go with Jesus. What will you receive? In the book of Acts, if you want to go there, 1:8, it says, but you'll receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem. And it's wonderful to think about. You'll be a witness. That word witness in the original means martyr. It's found 50 times in the Bible, which is Pentecost. So precious young people, you'll receive that power. I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for the power of the Holy Spirit. I'll tell you something. He keeps me from day to day. I say, I'm a big lug, and you've really got to keep me, Jesus. And I thank God that we receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. And you want to be a witness for Jesus? Get filled with the Holy Spirit. Yield to the Holy Spirit. Get the Word of God in your heart. Fall in love with it. I'll tell you something. I wasn't a good student in school. Couldn't fit in the chairs. I had a fourth grade teacher named Mrs. Ekacher. I wanted to look her up and talk to her about Jesus. She used to take me down to the principal's office once a month and weigh me and measure to see how tall I was getting. And I was the biggest kid in elementary school when I was in fourth grade. And when it came time to play a musical instrument, I wanted to play the drums because that was really cool. You know what instrument they gave me? The tuba. You can imagine that, me carrying a tuba. My mom hated it on New Year's because I used to go out and blow it in front of all the neighbors, and it would wake them up, and it sounded like an elephant giving birth. It was terrible. So it was an interesting childhood for me. The Lord is faithful, but I always wanted to look her up and see if she got saved, but I never found out about it. But you'll have that power, young people, to be an overcomer. And I was an oddity guy. I was so big I couldn't fit in the chairs. And I'll tell you something right now, young people, we try to dress like the world, we try to act like the world, we try to talk like the world. I'll tell you something, you're not of this world, young people. This is not our home. The more I'm in here, how sad the things we see every day, young people committing suicide. And what a horrible thing that is, seeing a life. I've had that happen several times in prison. And what a sad thing that is to see a life taken away. Your life is valuable, young people. I don't want to dress like the world. I don't want anything to do with the world. But then I love being around the world because guess what? They're not saved. And when you have the power of the Holy Ghost, you can be an effective witness to tell people about Jesus and Jesus' love. And when somebody sees how much you love them, they'll come and give their hearts to Jesus. So the Holy Spirit is what we need. You'll have that power. Power for what? I wrote down the Word of God. See, you know, there's sometimes I have to ask my wife how to spell a word for me. You know what she says? Ask Siri. Oh, okay. That's Julie's answer for me. Ask Siri. Man, I can't believe how stupid I've gotten over the years. You guys got words that are this long that you know how to spell? Well, thank God I'm just a simple guy. But I love Jesus. That's what matters. So to know the truth, the Word of God, the Spirit of truth in John 15:26, John 14:26, you don't have to go there. It says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Now, last night, I wanted to be comfortable. So guess what? I took the bed next to me. my sweet, precious pastor and his wife. I love them so much. They got two beds put together for me so I could lay on them together. What an honor that is. I look at the beds of the rest of you laying on, and my shoes wouldn't even fit on those beds. But I took the comforter that was in the bed next to me, and I hung it up on the window so it would be more quiet and more of a inviting environment to lay down and rest. See, there's that comforter, the Holy Ghost. See, I love the way the Holy Ghost comforts our lives, young people. And if you're being tempted by drugs, and if you're being tempted by suicide, I tell you, those are real things. The devil would like to wreck your life. And then the thief cometh not but for to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Young people, you have, it's better than Elitch's or Lakeside. It's the water parks, all these different places. Places I haven't been able to go. I could never go to Elitch's since I was a young boy because I couldn't fit in the rides. The Lord knows, though. He's faithful. But he will comfort you, young people. You're not alone in this. Jesus is with you all the time. And you, if you have parents that are Christians, go home and talk to them. They talk about bullying. Last year I brought this up about people being bullies. You know, if somebody's doing this to you at school, young people, you know the best thing to do is look at that person right in the face and say, do you know Jesus Christ? He loves you and he died on the cross for your sins. It's the best thing you could tell somebody, young people. By the power of the Holy Ghost, he'll give you that boldness that you'll be able to do that. You don't have to be afraid. You don't be different for Jesus. Robin is sitting here. She's one of my closest friends. And God had blessed me with an unusual last name, Savage. Everybody always asked me, is that really your name? And I said, yeah, it is. I'm not too proud about it. We had a brother in our church who used to be one of the pastors. And the first time he said, Brother Savage, I thought, boy, you're combining the old nature and the new nature together. And Robin got me a shirt for camp one year. It says, Savage. It's just not a name. It's a way of life. I thought that was so funny. Boy, she hit that right on the head. But praise the Lord for that. Precious young people. But the Comforter will bring you into the knowledge of the Word of God. The next one, he helps our infirmities. We don't know how we should pray as we ought, but the Holy Ghost makes intercession for us with groanings and utterings which cannot be uttered. You'll be speaking in another language. It's not something that you have to try to do. It just happens as you yield. And you know something, young people, you have such an advantage because I was raised in a religious church. We used to go like this all the time. If somebody would have yelled hallelujah out loud, my mom would have hit them with her purse. You know, and being religious, bless the Lord, I was able to meet 17 priests and Catholic nuns who had gotten saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. Right, Lansing, Kansas is where the big Catholic place was at. We went back there and they jumped the religious fence. Like Brother Hill said, jump the fence and go into the clover and enjoy it and be refreshed by the Word of God. Precious young people, the Holy Spirit will teach you how to pray. He will give you a tongue. I don't know what, there are people that do have gifts of interpretation. But, and I know the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance, but it's so wonderful to be filled with the Holy Spirit. In our Bible class on Saturdays, we learned so much. Last week, we had some questions that we couldn't answer. So we called, you know what we did? We called Brother Hawkins up and got him on my cell phone. Webb and Dean and Chris and me and Nita. And you know something? That brother answered all of our Bible questions and we were just flabbergasted. We couldn't believe his knowledge. But that comes from the Holy Spirit and studying to show himself approved unto God, a workman that's not ashamed rightly dividing the word of truth. If you want to divide the truth and know it inside your heart, you need to be filled and love the word of God. I remember Sister Geese, when we just came into the meeting, we used to spend the weekends over there with Penny and Radine and Kenny. And Brother Geese, and he was a detective, so he wasn't home around. He wasn't home much. But boy, every Saturday morning, Sister Geese had about 50 Bibles out there and study books. And she just fed on the Word of God. And we loved that. And I thought, I want to be able to do that. So I started writing in my Bible. And guess what? My handwriting was so bad, I couldn't read what I was saying. what I was writing down. But I love the Word of God. It's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And it's wonderful, young people. You don't have to be afraid. Study your Bibles. But you need the Holy Ghost. Teach us to pray. Other goodies from the Comforter. He increases our boldness. If you want to be bold for Jesus, get filled with the Holy Spirit. I'll tell you that right now. Get bold for Jesus. And I love that. Not everybody's going to ever have a heart for the truth. I know that. You can tell somebody after talking to them for 15 minutes if they have a heart for the truth. You can tell that if they're going to come into the truth. And you know something? My mom, one of the saddest things my mom told me before she went to be with the Lord, she said, "Honey, I love the Lord. I love him with all my heart, but I don't have that kind of love that you do for him." I said, "But mom, you could. All you have to do is get down with me and pray." And my mom was filled with the Holy Spirit. She used to bring people to church all the time. You know, and she really did love the Lord. You know, and what a precious woman, and I miss her dearly. But she had a boldness for Jesus. And young people, if you want to be bold for something like that, get filled with the Holy Spirit. He increases our faith. Pastor Jesse says that a lot to us. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you want to be as those Old Testament worthies of faith in Hebrews, you know something? You got to have faith. The just shall live by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. When you get filled with the Holy Spirit, you'll have the ability to diligently seek him. Amen? He brings joy to our hearts. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, I caught myself being challenged. The enemy wanted my joy. I caught myself not smiling and being happy. My precious wife even brought that up to me. I thought, you know something? If we suffer with him, we're going to reign with him. And that's what I want. I want to marry Jesus with all my heart. I adore my Savior. Sometimes when no one's around, you know what I tell the Lord? I say, "Lord, I love you. I love you." I start crying. I say, "Lord, you know how much I care about you. I want to marry you more than life itself." Young people, that comes from the Holy Spirit. That comes from being filled. That comes from studying your Bible. The joy of the Lord. He expands our love for one another and for the world. My heart aches for the world. They're going to hell. And you are God's mouthpiece. I love it. Young people, I'm going to expose some of the adults in our meeting. The one sister that I'm going to talk about right now, she is not here tonight. But she told me about 10 years ago, she wanted to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So she came over to the church and we got down on our knees. And I'm lying right now because I didn't get on my knees. I couldn't get on my knees. But she got on her knees and we started praying. And she got real religious. She put her hands together like this. And it was just magnificent. I didn't feel anything. I don't think God did either in a roundabout way. So she prayed for 5 minutes and got up. And I could tell she was really disappointed. She didn't get filled. I said, "What happened, sister?" "I don't know." I said, "Well, let's quit getting religious here and get after the program. Get back down on your knees and start calling on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus." She started calling on the Lord, and guess what? She started speaking in tongues. And then you know what she did after that? She went home and got her daughter, and her daughter got her husband, and they came down and they both got filled at the same time. Glory be to God. See, if you're adult here, and I see it, Jesus must be coming very soon. That's why the Holy Spirit is dealing with people about receiving, being filled, and not just being filled, but being full. If you want to know the difference of being filled and full, you need to read Ephesians chapter 5. You grace and glory saints that have been to the Bible college, you know what I'm talking about. And there's four faces. Gene was in my basement one time, and those that are here could even ask him. I told him what I saw those four faces at that were mentioned right there in Ephesians chapter 5. I said, that's the bride of Christ. And Gene looked at me and he says, I'm jealous that you saw that before I did. And I said, oh, Brother Hawkins, you're just trying to make me feel good. You know, I couldn't know more than him. What a wonderful teacher, but he is where he's at because he is full of the Holy Spirit. He's filled, and guess what? He loves the Word. I see my pastor that way now, too. And I'll tell you something, that's what we need, precious hearts. We need to be full of the Holy Spirit, not just filled. If you're here today, you can be filled and be full of the Holy Spirit. And you know something? I haven't been able, the last year, I don't remember if I even got to pray with anybody to get filled. Can't get on my knees anymore. I'll sit on a chair. I promise I won't sit on you. But you young people that are sitting here right now, you young guys and you young little girls, I told somebody the other day when a sister got filled just recently, I said, this brother has asked me, and I said, well, I'll tell you something right now. Women usually, sisters, usually get filled faster than the boys do because of their heart. And I say that's one of the secrets I found from people, praying with people to be filled. Women receive the Holy Spirit quicker and easier than men do. Men, what's wrong with us? You know what it is? It's our pride. Oh, you got to be macho. You know, I'm not going to allow myself to cry. Well, I'll tell you something. David, one of the greatest men that ever lived, watered his couch with his tears. And I want to be known for being a crybaby for Jesus. I want to know, I want people to know that I love Jesus with all my heart. I remember when I was in high school and they started coming to Living Waters, the coach and the high school principal, his name was Dr. Mike Huddleston. He played football with my dad at DU. And he came up to me and he was the principal at West High School. And he said, and he came up to me and he said, Savage, I want to ask you a question. He goes, for the last 3 years of high school, all I ever see you in is in overalls. My wife will understand that. She doesn't like me to wear overalls. She doesn't want me to wear overalls because I look like a big hayseed farmer. Not that that's bad, but I fit the part. I could have been on that TV show, Hee Haw. Some of you young people don't know what that was, but boy, it was a funny show. He says, I want to ask you a question. He goes, what's happening here? He says, I hear half of the school's going to your church now. I says, they're coming. On Friday night, young people, we used to have lots of kids from my high school, South High School, come and sing in the choir. And I said, Mike, and he said, I also know that you had a shotgun in your locker. And he never reported me. So I used to carry a shotgun in my locker at school. And you know something? He said, what happened? I said, Jesus was what happened, Mike. Jesus Christ. And my dad wasn't saved at that time. But thank God. I was thinking, I told somebody today, Derek, I thought was going to be here tonight. But Derek just got a new kidney. Amen. Thank God for that. And he told me it's running better than any kidney they've seen. That's because Regina's so beautiful. So what happened was my dad was in a hospital dying and he wasn't saved. And Derek was just a young boy when we started hanging out together. And you know what Derek did when we went to the hospital to see my dad? My dad was 6'6", 300 pounds. Jesse's father knew my dad very well. Jesse's dad told me, he says, your dad is the toughest man I've ever seen. My dad made a statement that I'm not afraid of the devil. Bring him on. Derek jumped up in my dad's lap when he was in the hospital and dying, and gave him a kiss right on the face. Now, I doubt my dad has ever had a black kid kiss him on the face before. And Derek offered to give my dad a kidney. Can you imagine that? Derek didn't know that he was going to need one day. And his precious mother, if you knew Chris, young people, if you would have known Derek's mom, you would have loved her. She had been down here right now preaching the gospel too. Chris was a great woman for the Lord. The greatest blessing that the Holy Spirit can bring to us young people. Now, we will have dove's eyes, found in Song of Solomon 4:1. Having dove's eyes is so, so wonderful. It's very, if you ever looked at a dove, they're very soothing. I used to have parrots in my house. They used to fly around and attack us. And I used to have an alligator, too. You young people, yeah, you don't know what you're missing. Ask Robin. She's shaking her head. Yes, Her mother used to call my house the zoo. I had a giant turtle and two alligators. They were actually caiman, and they were even meaner. Brother Hawkins would come over and die laughing around camp. All of his young people used to go in. I had giant piranhas, and they're actually pronounced piranha. But I had all these wild animals in my house. It was an amazing thing, but you know something? God was faithful. He knew my heart, and he knew what I would want. But the greatest thing you can have is dove's eyes. But even more than that, a lot of people are filled with the Holy Spirit, but you know what? They don't behold Jesus as their bridegroom. I want to have those bridal eyes that behold him. You have to have the dove's eyes to behold the bridegroom. And my last set is to be filled, young people. You don't have to be afraid. It's the most wonderful feeling you'll ever have in your life. He will guide you and lead you into all truth. He's magnificent, the Holy Spirit. Somebody says, do you pray to the Holy Spirit? And I says, well, you know what? I give him credit every day because Jesus did. And all they did, what the Holy Spirit does is he glorifies Jesus. You know, how wonderful is that? The Father glorifies the Son glorifies the Father. It's just a big threesome that's wonderful. So I take time to know each one of them individually and collectively, young people. See? A triune God, which means three in one. We have a triune God. But young people, if you're saved tonight, thank God you're going to heaven. But there's more. You need to receive the Holy Spirit. You need to have the Holy Comforter inside of you. And take time to know him. Now, I'll tell you right now, a lot of you maybe don't even realize, do you know that Jesus had to receive the Holy Spirit? He never did one miracle till he received the Holy Spirit. Now, don't you think if Jesus had to have the Holy Spirit in his life as a man, that we do? Amen, I do. The Blessed Comforter. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, we're thankful today that you are a God that gives abundantly. And we're so thankful for the Holy Spirit. Lord, we're so thankful for the God of comfort that comforts our hearts and brings love and compassion and helps us understand why things happen in our lives. And Jesus, may tonight these young people come down to this altar, not leave until they're filled. And they don't have to the word of God. Jesus told his disciples, tarry in Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. Lord, we don't need to tarry anymore. The Holy Spirit's been poured out. All we have to do is I say, I want it. I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. So come in for these young people right now. And Lord, we know that the devil is a liar. There's no truth in him at all. He is exposed. But thank God tonight we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. We can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth us. So just come in for us right now. Stir these young people's hearts. Lord, if they want to say, I want the Holy Ghost. I'm going to stay up tonight. It's a nice, cool night. It's not too hot. I'm going to stay down at that altar till I get filled. And for the adults, I know there's some adults here that have never been filled. When are we going to surrender? When are we going to yield and get off that prideful horse that we're riding around on? Lord, we see the saints come into church and Jesse will preach a magnificent message and there's not even a tear in their eye. And Lord, we know that's because they're not filled with the Holy Spirit. When will they humble and yield to themselves, to the Lord? So thank you, Jesus. We just ask this all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.